Welcome to the September 2013 Fannie Mae National Housing Survey podcast with Steve Deggendorf, Director of Economics at Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae conducts this survey and shares the results so that we may help industry partners and market participants target our collective efforts to support the housing recovery and lay the foundation for a better housing finance system. And now, here's Steve Deggendorf with insights on the September 2013 National Housing Survey results.
In the September results for the Fannie Mae National Housing Survey, we're seeing some cautionary notes. We're seeing that the consumer attitudes around housing plateauing and declining in some cases. And in particular, we see that the 12-month home price expectation moved down to 3.1%, and the percentage of consumers expecting home prices to go up moved down to 52%. We're still seeing some strength and good time to sell and buy. But this kind of plateauing and cautionary tone really started last month and continues into this month. There's been a lot going on for consumers to react to with the most recent government shutdown. However, it's really important to remember that the results for the Fannie Mae National Housing Survey are collected towards the first half of the month and then trailing into the second half of the month. So they don't fully reflect the force of the government shutdown and attitudes. I think going into October, we're definitely going to see that, as well as the debt ceiling debate that comes up towards the middle of the month when the government is scheduled to exhaust its borrowing authority on October 17th. So how these fiscal policy discussions and decisions and debates are handled could have substantial impact on consumers. I think it's important also to look at consumers' overall point of view around the economy. And when we ask consumers about their thoughts about the economy being on the wrong track and the right track, we find that 16 percentage points difference between wrong track and right track, which isn't too bad by our short history. However, when you go back and you look at the debate that occurred in 2011 around the debt ceiling, the difference between wrong track and right track on the economy moved to a survey high of 64 percentage points. So there's quite a difference between where we were in our September results at 16 percentage points gap versus a survey high of 64. So we'll see how these kind of discussions continue and the impact that they have on consumers in October.
Thank you for listening to today's Fannie Mae podcast. For more information or to read the full Fannie Mae National Housing Survey results, please visit fanniemae.com. Opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views of Fannie Mae's Economic and Strategic Research Group included in this podcast should not be construed as indicating Fannie Mae's business prospects or expected results, are based on a number of assumptions, and are subject to change without notice. How this information affects Fannie Mae will depend on many factors, although the Economic and Strategic Research Group bases its opinions, analyses, estimates, forecasts, and other views on information it considers reliable. It does not guarantee that the information provided in these materials is accurate, current, or suitable for any particular purpose. Changes in the assumptions or the information underlying these views could produce materially different results. The analyses, opinions, estimates, forecasts, and other views published by the Economic and Strategic Research Group represent the views of that group as of the date indicated, and do not necessarily represent the views of Fannie Mae or its management.